Well, good morning, everyone. I'll welcome you all to our start here in New Cumberland of Small Business Week across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's my pleasure to introduce Secretary Rick Seiger, Secretary of Department of Community and Economic Development. Rick is going to say a few words, but before I turn it over to you, I'll just say it's so fitting that we're all here together to start Small Business Week. We have a great passion in New Cumberland for small business. We've probably got 100 small businesses ourselves, and I think you'll find through our tour today that we've got a nice lineup for you to come and visit.
Very excited.
It's appropriate that we start here at the West Shore Theater. I know that as part of what Department of Community Economic Development is about, it has a focus on community and economic development, and truly what we've got here with the theater is the head of our kickoff for our walk around today is something that's been an economic catalyst for our local economy. And so while we think about small business in support of small business, we also think about community development and economic development. And we're proud that you're a part of that. And thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. It's great to be here in this incredible theater and in New Cumberland to kick off Small Business Week 2024. This is a great place to do this. Thanks for hosting us today, Don. I want to thank the rest of our speakers who you'll hear from in a second. Representative Delosier, the mayor, Dustin LeBlanc, Janet Anderson, who are really working together here in New Cumberland and all around this area to help small businesses succeed. When we celebrate Small Business Week, we're focused on economic impact, and rightfully so. Small businesses, we like to say, are the backbone of our economy. There are more than 1.1 small businesses in Pennsylvania, employing just about 2.6 million Pennsylvanians. But what I think sometimes gets less attention is that small businesses are also the backbone of our communities. Small business owners are our neighbors, our friends, and family. And when we spend money at local small businesses, anywhere from 40 to 70% of that money stays in the local community, which is significantly more, for example, than when you spend money at a retail chain. That's why small businesses matter, and that's why main streets like the one outside here matter. I've had the incredible good fortune and opportunity over the past many months to visit main streets all across Pennsylvania, from the buzzing district of Fishtown in downtown Philadelphia to the quiet charm of Honesdale in northeast Pennsylvania. I've had the opportunity to see downtowns and main streets of all shapes and sizes. And no matter how different they look and feel, they all have something in common. They're places where people and businesses want to be. They're places where people want to live and visit. And Governor Shapiro is totally committed to supporting Main Streets and the businesses that call it home. That's really our vision moving forward, to help communities to become the best they can be. And the reality is, at the state level, the tools we have to help those businesses thrive, to help communities succeed, aren't scaled properly to make the impact we need. It's going to take a commitment to real investment. And that's why Governor Shapiro's budget proposal is packed with bold and meaningful investments to make us more competitive, to grow our economy, and to strengthen our main streets and small business. And here, as we kick off Small Business Week in Pennsylvania, I want to highlight in particular a call for a $25 million investment into a new program we call Main Street Matters. It's a program that will help give communities the resources they need to make Main Streets better places to live, to visit, and to work, which means a better environment for small businesses and a bigger draw for their customers. The focus on strong communities and growing small businesses in our downtowns is especially important today as we face a more competitive landscape than ever, not just to attract new residents and businesses, but to retain our existing communities. We want the people and the businesses of New Cumberland and places like it to stay here. We want to bring new folks here to start their own businesses and raise their families. And to do that, we want to invest. And by the way, we know that investing in Main Streets and small businesses pays off. We know this because we do it already. We have had success through the Keystone Community Program for many years, which has helped revitalize Main Streets and Elm Street business districts all across Pennsylvania. But we believe now's the time to do more. We have to invest not just to compete, but to support strong, resilient communities that our residents deserve. And that's what the Main Street Matters program is all about. It's a program that will build on our success while adding scale and flexibility to the tools Main Streets and small businesses need to succeed. This $25 million investment is about four times more than what we currently award and will make us better equipped to support major community projects and grow this program to support more communities all across Pennsylvania. You know, as I wrap up, I just want to be clear. Our goal and the result of these investments is supporting environments for small business where they can grow and thrive. That's what Small Business Week is about. And I encourage all of us, not just to shop local during Small Business Week, but really throughout all the year, but also to support greater investment into our main streets so our small businesses are set up to succeed now and into the future. Maybe most importantly, I cannot wait to dive in, walk around New Cumberland, and see more of what this area's small businesses have to offer today. Thanks so much for having me here. And it's now my great pleasure to introduce someone who's a real champion of small businesses and Main Streets, Representative Cheryl Delosier. Representative, please.
Thanks.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you, Secretary. The ability for us to celebrate small businesses, I think, is paramount. And the more attention that we can draw to small businesses is very, very relevant, not only to operating our state across all of our, you know, Pennsylvania is a commonwealth, and that commonwealth is made up of a lot of small boroughs and small little towns, and ones just like New Cumberland. What about New Cumberland that makes it special is its people. And those people that are part of this borough are the ones that are the business owners. They own the ice cream shop. They own Dead Lightning. They own and work for this theater to revitalize this theater. It couldn't have happened without the community and the people behind it. Our small businesses are the backbone, as the Secretary said, of our community and of our economy. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I know you're going to get to see one of our local gems here with Semoff's Barbershop. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that just as a generational business. This is a small business that's thrived. This is a business that has gone from generation to generation to generation. Yvonne was a staple here down in the borough, and his boys have carried that on. The capability of and his father before that. I remember my son. We live not even 2 miles that way. We would take my son down to Semoff's to get his hair cut, and that was a big deal because he loved seeing all the people in there, and he also got candy, so of course that was the place to go. But one of his biggest accomplishments or things as an adult, in his mind anyway, was that he got old enough that he could ride his bike to go get his hair cut. And he could go to Semoff's and get his hair cut. And Mom, I'll ride my bike. Just can I have the money to go get my hair cut? So, oh my God. So, so sorry. The ability to recognize that how important it is that Semoff's was something that was of his childhood. He will always remember Semoff's when he's talking about his kids. I remember going to Semoff's to get my hair cut. So those small businesses that are ingrained in our community, they live within each of the community people that come to those businesses because they remember them. And that's what carries on through generations. These small businesses and Small Business Week, I think, is fantastic. Governors all the way back, the Main Street programs that we have had, Republican and Democrat governors alike have made it a priority to make sure that our small boroughs are thriving, our small communities are thriving. You know, when you drive around New Cumberland, DCED, we've gone through with grants. We have a pickleball court. Mr. Kibler here was a huge advocate, making sure our community was thriving, making sure that the courts were redone, our boat launch that we were able to do, this theater and grants that came through here. So many pieces of it. It takes all levels of government to work together. I'm proud to represent New Cumberland in the state and advocate for our boroughs and advocate for our small businesses within those boroughs. So thank you very much for that. And thanks for your own attention to our small businesses here in New Cumberland. I get to introduce to you the First Lady of our borough, Madam Mayor Ernie.
All right. Thanks, Rep. That was great.
Good morning, and I just want to reiterate and thank the Shapiro administration and the secretary for coming to New Cumberland. This is really a wonderful place to live and to grow and to have business. I think, as the representative pointed out, we have both the legacy organizations and small businesses, and then we also have our revitalized and important kinds of little and small and unique shops here in New Cumberland. We're so very fortunate that we have this group of community members who have made such an amazing commitment to bring all of the small businesses and keep all the small businesses thriving. We do a lot here, and we are just excited for what's going to come next. And hopefully we'll even do more revitalization as time goes on. But a special thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to be the mayor of New Cumberland. And with that, I'd like to introduce Dustin LeBlanc. He is our managing director here at the West Shore Theater. Only a couple of comments about Dustin. He has really, as that director of a nonprofit and a revitalized, he has to deal with all of us who have great memories here. So my first kiss, getting thrown out, you know, being asked to leave as a kid. All kinds of wonderful stories that Dustin shared this morning that I, along with many others, continue to report on. But he's done a fabulous job, I think, of not only making this a gem for New Cumberland, but really for the region, and using this as a bridge to bring us all together to really enjoy the arts. So, Dustin.
All right. Thanks, Mayor. That was awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Joan, for the very kind introduction. I can't tell you how many times when people walk through the door and they say, oh, you probably hear this a million times, but yes, we do, and we love to hear it. This place would not exist, and the revitalization would not have happened if people didn't care about it so much and have those memories. And to me, that's what makes small business just so meaningful, is that it has those memories, it makes those memories. It's what attracted me to this position in this theater specifically was New Cumberland and just the commitment of the people. I'm a big person and believer in community. It's been great to be here, and I really appreciate you all being here at the West Shore Theater today. If you don't know, this was originally built in 1939 as just a movie theater, and it's been here for a long time, but like most movie theaters, had some struggles and did close for a period of time. But fortunately, local people, local business owners, local government officials came together and formed the nonprofit that was able to purchase and renovate this beautiful space. It's now a multi-purpose venue that we do a lot of different things. If you've only seen it from the outside, I really encourage you to come in, because it's a whole lot more inside than it looks like just from the outside. And we do a lot of different things. Last year alone, we did over 25 first and second run films, 65 classic films. There's nothing like watching some of those holiday and nostalgic classics on a big screen with lots of other people around. We also host a lot of live events. We had over 90 different concerts, musical events, comedy, performing arts in the space. We have a lot of volunteers. They're the backbone, I think, of small businesses as well. Over 1,500 volunteer hours. And my favorite stat is over about 3 tons of popcorn popped. So we always have that here. We were talking about the magic smell of popcorn that just wafts out. So small businesses connect communities, but so does popcorn. Everybody loves that. And last year, we had about 25,000 patrons come through our doors from all over the area, too. So really great things happening, not just here, but in New Cumberland as a whole. And we're really honored that you chose us to be here today. So thank you so much. And I would like to introduce Janet Anderson, the Executive Director of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation.
All right. Hey, thanks, man. That was really great. That's a cool popcorn stat, too. Wow, that's wild.
Good morning. I know I'm the last speaker today, so I promise to move quickly so we can get to the walking tour. Thank you, Secretary Zeiger, for inviting me to be part of the launch here in New Cumberland of Small Business Week. And thank you to our local elected officials for being here with us today as well. I also want to take a minute to thank our small businesses and entrepreneurs here in Cumberland County that have made this county, our county, your home. We know you have choices, and we are happy that you have chosen us. We think, too, like Don, that it's fitting that the Commonwealth began the launch of Small Business Week here in Cumberland County, as we have consistently been one of the fastest growing in the Commonwealth over the last decade or more. Two of the main reasons that we continue to grow are our quality of life and workforce opportunities. Small businesses play an integral role in both of those. whether it's providing jobs in manufacturing or healthcare to a unique place to shop or eat in downtown New Cumberland. Small businesses are vital to our local economies. You've heard all of the speakers say that. From specialized dairy products manufactured in Newville to the shops and restaurants here in New Cumberland, we are excited to support small businesses here. Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation has funded local trails. I'm sure you've heard of one or more of these, the beer trail, the ice cream trail, the coffee and chocolate trail, which is my favorite, or the farm fresh trail. And we've also made several investments and other promotions that drive commerce to our local small businesses. For example, Meal Madness, one of our most recent. Many small businesses have taken advantage of our low interest fixed rate loans and grants that we offer that fill gaps in business growth financing. We also partner with the state in their toolbox that the secretary mentioned earlier. Please let us know as a small business how we can assist you. It is my pleasure to recognize the contributions of small businesses here in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Secretary, for inviting me to be part of this great celebration, and thank you all for coming. This concludes the formal program, and we are about to go out and do the real fun part, the tour of small businesses. So thank you for coming.